bell because I don't like bells. That's terrible. So I've got this, like, this is one of those singing gongs. So it goes. It's much nicer when you come out of meditation to hear that. It's like the aliens have landed, but it's still quite nice. So there's no bells on this retreat. So there's no bells to wake you up in the morning. There's no bells to tell you to come to the hall to meditate or to tell you to stop your meditation. There's no bells which announce it's breakfast or it's lunch. It's amazing, you don't need bells to tell you it's breakfast. You all know. There's some things you don't need to be told it's breakfast time. When it comes to 7 o'clock, you'll know, you'll be there. I don't think there's anybody who's ever missed breakfast or lunch on these retreats because, you know, they haven't know what time it is. Your body clock will tell you. But one of the reasons, there's no bell to tell you when to go to bed at night. One of the nice things about having no bells is that the meditation becomes natural rather than forced. So you sit down, or you do a walking meditation, or you lie down, or you just go for a walk, enjoying the moment. And you sit down as long as you're peaceful and happy. And when it's time to come out of meditation, you just come out. 10 minutes, 2 hours, 3 hours, it's up to you. And you'll be actually very surprised that when there is no bells, there's no time, you can be peaceful for such a long time. And those of you who thought, no, maybe half an hour, hour and a half is the longest meditation, you find yourself sitting for 3 hours and 4 hours. My God, something must be wrong with the clock. It can't have been 3 hours. But it is, simply because you haven't been worrying about time. How much in your life have you been controlled in the prison of time? Always worrying about when you have to get up in the morning, going to work at a certain time, beating the traffic, having to go to that appointment. There's so much suffering in life, having to be a prisoner of time and always be under the control of time. For 9 days here, you're totally free. So you can go to bed whenever you like, get up whenever you like, meditate whenever you like. Isn't that a sense of beautiful freedom? You become natural then. I know that before, that when we started teaching retreats here in Perth, we had like schedules. And people wanted to know the schedule. You know, what time we're supposed to get up? What time is the talk? If you miss the talk, it's recorded. You can listen to it later. And some of you, you know, people like Rodney, you've heard all the talks so many times. Rodney, you know, if ever I'm sick and don't come here, Rodney, you can give the talk instead, because you know the talk probably better than I do. You've heard it so many times. Same with Daniel as well. So, you don't have to listen to the talks. What's most important is that you could be peaceful and still and relaxed. So please, see if you can develop that. Not so worried about time. So the schedules are not there. That is what we mean. I tell this terrible joke every time. That is what we mean by noble silence. No bell silence. And The second part of that terrible joke is, if you practice like that, with no bell silence, some of you might win the Nobel Peace Prize. You might actually get still for a change. You're not so controlled. So the whole thing becomes natural. And by natural, it's asking your body, how do you feel? Do you want to go to bed now? Do you want to carry on meditating? Your mind. You know, do you want to sort of, you know, watch the breath, or do you just want to watch the body? Do you want to do some walking? What do you want to do? Or do you just want to go and, you know, have a cup of tea? What do you want? You ask the body and mind that. That's like being mindful of your body's needs, your mind's requirements. And it becomes very natural. And when we have schedules, at the end of the schedule, 9 o'clock or 9:30 or 10 o'clock, people go and sleep, and they would never sleep well. Because they were so afraid, I better sleep, you know, now, because I've got to get up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And the fear of having to get up at a certain time made you not wanting to sleep. We made you tents. But now you can sit whenever you want. You'll find you have much better sleeps when you don't have to get up at a certain time. When you don't have to meditate at a certain time. When you don't have to be at a certain place at a certain time. It takes all the stress out of your life. So be kind to yourself. Then you find, yeah, I want to meditate now. So you can come into this room at any time. When we didn't have schedules, people would meditate more. And they meditate because they wanted to, not because they had to. How much of your life do you do because you have to do these things? And how much of your life do you do because you want to do them? You enjoy doing them? You find just so much of our life is doing, you know, we don't want to do it, but we have to do it. So what type of life is that to live? So this retreat, you meditate when you want to. Enjoying it. Yeah, I want to meditate now. And then the meditation becomes really very pleasant, very happy. And you find you want to meditate a lot. Because it's actually great fun to do, just to be still, to be peaceful, not to want anything, just to be happy, be here. Sit here just doing nothing, being peaceful, blissing out. And that's what actually happens. And the other thing I wanted to mention to